Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike, Prophet of the Most High at May-21, 2011.com, with all supporting studies and a supporting slideshow to be read in the top header of the website for what is about to be said in this most important message that the one and only true God wants everyone everywhere to hear immediately. This message can also be heard 24/7 at OnePlus, area code 641-715-3800, access code 515-229. Both the previously mentioned website address and the phone number will be repeated twice near the end of this message. I urge you all to not only listen carefully to this entire message for about the next 50 minutes or so, because in doing so, you will know more about what really has been and is going on in the world than any newscast, podcast, telecast, emailcast, broadcast, or any other infocast. For this is a message not of me, but of Almighty God Himself, the Creator and Judge of you and everyone, who was and is to come, Jesus Christ, Lord over all, so be it. Grace and mercy and peace to all who were eternally saved through the faith of Jesus Christ before Judgment Day, which consists of many days, began on May 21, 2011, and who obeyed Christ's command to depart out from all the churches and congregations worldwide to escape the judgment of God that began with them in the removal of eternal salvation in or through them, beginning on May 21, 1988. But woe to all those who still attend a so-called Christian church or congregation of any denomination or kind, or who think they were or can still be eternally saved through Jesus Christ after Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. For they could not and cannot any longer be eternally saved in the true Christ, but only in counterfeit Christs, which are counterfeit gospels of the Antichrist, Satan himself. And yes, woe to everyone else in the entire world. For Judgment Day, which consists of many days, began on May 21, 2011, and there is no longer any possibility of eternal life for anyone who was not already eternally saved in Jesus Christ by when Judgment Day began. And for all you who think that the date May 21, 2011 was already disproven, make sure you hear this entire message as to why what you think is not true. Yes, the end has come. God had been incredibly patient and kind with His world, churches and congregations, and even the whole world, for almost 2,000 years from the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ on Passover weekend of 33 AD until Judgment Day came upon all His Christian churches and congregations worldwide on May 21, 1988, as judgment had to begin with the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. The Holy Spirit, who was the gift from the Father, poured out to the world on Pentecost of 33 AD, sent forth the gospel of the Father's dear Son, Jesus Christ, into the whole world through the local churches and congregations and His elect, that those everywhere in the world might repent and be eternally saved through the gospel and faith of Jesus Christ, even though all had sinned and came short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. And so all were deserving of nothing but immediate death, for the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. But as time went on during the church age from Pentecost of 33 AD to its end on May 21, 1988, Most of the world rejected the patience and kindness of God and the gospel of His dear Son, and even the churches and congregations of Jesus Christ throughout the world eventually became so infiltrated by the sinful world itself, counterfeit Christians, false teachings, false prophets, evil practices, and counterfeit Christs, which are the same as counterfeit gospels, through the work of Satan and his demons, even with lying signs and wonders to attest to their counterfeit gospels. God was once again reminded of what He saw before He brought the flood upon humankind to destroy them, except, of course, of just 8 people who were saved in the ark. As recorded in Genesis 6, verses 5 through 7, that God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination, also purposes and desires, of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. And so, Yahweh finally lost his patience one last time and began the final judgment upon humankind by first bringing judgment on his very own house, namely on all the people of his Christian churches and congregations worldwide, just as the Holy Scripture said he would. For we read, judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And Yahweh began his judgment upon them on May 21, 1988, according to his well-proven biblical timeline of history, by removing his Holy Spirit from them so that eternal salvation became no longer possible in or through any of his churches or congregations around the world. And the Antichrist, the counterfeit Christ, also called the man of sin or son of perdition, who is not just one man yet to come as many churches and false prophets teach, and so who many are still falsely looking for to come, nor will the Antichrist ever take his seat of rule in a rebuilt Jewish temple as many have incorrectly taught. Although God may make it look as though this will happen as part of the strong delusion that God is now feeding them as judgment against them. But the Antichrist that was to come almost 2,000 years ago and already came as Satan himself, who was revealed through the Holy Scriptures and not by sight, to have taken up his seat of rule in the temple of God as the counterfeit Christ from May 21, 1988 to September 7, 1994. And this temple of God that he was given rule over was not some Jewish temple yet to come of the nation of Israel, who Christ already cursed and said would never bear fruit of faith in Christ, Matthew 21:19 and Mark 11:14, but this temple of God that the Antichrist, the counterfeit Christ, Satan himself, was given rule over was all the Christian churches and congregations worldwide whose people have, ever since then, been being fed a strong delusion from God himself, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, so that they do not see that the true Christ and Holy Spirit is no longer with them, nor that the wrath of God is upon them. And they do not see the truth that no one has been or will be truly saved in or through them ever again. Instead, with the Holy Spirit having been removed from all the Christian churches and congregations beginning on May 21, 1988, and the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan, therefore having been permitted to gain complete rule as king over all the Christian churches and congregations by September 7, 1994, for the final judgment had to begin with the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. All the Christian churches and congregations worldwide are all now ruled over by the counterfeit Christ, of the Antichrist, King Satan himself. And there is no longer true eternal salvation in or through any of them, but only counterfeit salvations and counterfeit revivals in an attempt to deceive the very elect, if that were possible. True revivals of salvation are no longer possible. This is why God's true elect, who are the only church themselves to whom Christ said the gates of hell would not prevail against them, Matthew 16:18, they obeyed Christ's command to depart out from the holy place, Matthew 24:15, namely, they departed out from all the Christian churches and congregations worldwide, which they did during the Great Tribulation that began on May 21, 1988, when judgment began with the house of God, until when judgment day came on the entire world on May 21, 2011. Yes, the end has come. Yet, although God's great patience of almost 2,000 years had finally ran out with all his local churches and congregations around the world due to all their ever-growing false teachings, counterfeit Christians, false prophets, evil practices, and counterfeit Christs, which are the same as counterfeit gospels, so that he finally brought judgment against them all by the Great Tribulation that began on May 21, 1988, to end true eternal salvation in or through them forever, and by giving all his churches and congregations over to the counterfeit Christs of the Antichrist, Satan himself, to completely deceive all his churches and congregations without them even knowing it, and by commanding his only eternal church, who are his elect, a small remnant of all the people in the churches, to depart out from them all, God, in his great patience and mercy, still gave all his local churches and congregations worldwide, and also the whole world, one more opportunity to be eternally saved through the gospel of Jesus Christ, during what the Bible calls the latter rain, which was from September 7, 1994 of the Great Tribulation until Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, when any possibility for eternal salvation for anyone anywhere came to an end. During that time of the latter rain, the prophets of God, his elect, proclaim to all the churches and congregations worldwide that God's judgment had come upon them, and that if they desired any possibility for eternal salvation, they must depart out from their local churches and congregations to get away from the strong delusion that God was feeding them, 2 Thessalonians 2:11, that they might be eternally saved. Nevertheless, few of those in the churches and congregations obeyed the prophets of God, but instead mistreated them, banned them from ministry in the church, called them false prophets, ignored them, and in some cases even cast them out of the churches, even to this day, to fulfill the scripture in Revelation 11 that the two witnesses, who are all God's elect, were spiritually killed in the churches and congregations around the world. Yes, the end has come. And likewise, the true gospel not only went out to all the Christian churches and congregations one last time, as previously stated, but it also went out to the whole world one last time during that same latter rain, from September 7, 1994 to May 21, 2011 of the Great Tribulation, to reveal God's great patience and kindness toward them. Many of you who are old enough should remember, for none of it took place in secret. The gospel was proclaimed to the world in every way possible. That Judgment Day would begin on May 21, 2011, and any possibility for eternal salvation through Christ would then be gone. Therefore, God's prophets, the elect, pleaded with everyone worldwide to seek Christ for mercy, that they might be granted the eternal and true gift of faith in the true Jesus Christ before it would be too late. Yes, the gospel of Jesus Christ went out via tracts, television, newscasts, internet, billboards, flyers, radio, email, newspaper, balloons, t-shirts, hats, car signs, car stickers, bus signs, caravans, airplane flyers, word of mouth, podcasts, and more. If you are old enough and don't remember all this, you are likely one of the few. Whatever the case, God's great patience and mercy sent the gospel of His dear Son to the whole world one last time before Judgment Day would begin on May 21, 2011. And there would no longer be any eternal hope. And many people worldwide, outside of any church, were eternally saved through the faith of Jesus Christ. But few heeded the call to depart out from their churches and congregations, that they might truly become eternally saved. And so virtually all of them, except the elect, have remained in all their churches and congregations worldwide even to this day, being fed a strong delusion from God and under the wrath of God without even knowing it as the counterfeit Christ. The Antichrist rules over them all in their churches and congregations that are no longer churches and congregations of Jesus Christ, but of counterfeit Christs, of the Antichrist, Satan himself. The churches no longer have the true Holy Spirit in their midst, and so are now simply social clubs, and their Jesus is the master deceiver, the devil himself. God's true people, the elect, had departed out from all the churches and congregations in obedience to their Lord, Jesus Christ, before Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, after which eternal life became impossible for everyone in the entire world who had not already been eternally saved by the faith of Jesus Christ. If you are now in a church or congregation anywhere in the world, escape the delusion that God is feeding them by obeying the true Christ to depart out, if perhaps you may have been eternally saved before Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, but did not yet come to know that you were commanded to depart out of your church as commanded in Mark 13:14 and Matthew 24:15-16, which states, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation," that is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, also known as the son of perdition or man of sin, Satan, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, that is in the church, which includes all the Christian churches and congregations, and is also called the temple of God or house of God. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea, that is the land wherein was Jerusalem, that symbolizes the church, flee into the mountains. And the mountains symbolize God, or where God is, which is no longer in the churches and congregations, but far from them. And so, God's people were commanded to flee from their churches when they saw the counterfeit Christ, who is the abomination of desolation, the Antichrist, standing in the churches and congregations, because that was a huge sign that the end was about to come, and that judgment had come upon all God's churches and congregations, which judgment we know with certainty began on May 21, 1988, according to God's very accurate timeline of history. And so, even today, to obey Christ, you must depart out of your church, the synagogue of Satan. Now, with the wrath of God having come upon all God's local churches and congregations worldwide, beginning on May 21, 1988, with no more possibility for eternal life for any of their members who were not already saved by May 21, 1988, and who did not obey Christ to depart out from their church and then be saved by the time when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, and the counterfeit Christs of the Antichrist, Satan himself, having been and still being used by God to deceive all the local Christian churches and congregations worldwide as his judgment against them, and also with no more possibility of eternal life for anyone in the entire world ever since Judgment Day, which consists of many days, began on May 21, 2011, there is no more eternal hope for anyone except for God's own elect who were already eternally saved before Judgment Day began. All the unsaved people who are still in the churches and congregations worldwide, and all the billions of unsaved people in the world, including all the already dead unsaved people who will be resurrected from their graves on the last day of judgment, for all will be cast by God into the lake of fire on the relatively soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in to pay for their sins. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. In the beginning, God gave humankind eternal life as long as they obeyed just one simple command, to not eat the fruit from just the one tree. But on the last day, God will give humankind eternal death because they would not obey just the one simple command to repent and truly believe on his dear Son, Jesus Christ. Oh yes, many believed on the God of this world, the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, to follow his and humankind's own sinful ways to create for themselves their own ideas of God, that is, idols. But from the beginning, God foreknew that the hearts of all unsaved humans would become desperately wicked and blind, and so none of them in themselves would ever repent and follow the true Christ. Therefore, from before the foundation of the world, God had to choose that he would at least save a remnant by grace alone. Or we could say, by his complete doing alone from start to finish. To be able to reveal his mercy as well as his wrath to the principalities and powers in heavenly places. Otherwise, none in themselves would ever be eternally saved. And so his great mercy would never be seen. That's right. Everyone deserves nothing but to be destroyed due to their sins. So God would be perfectly just to destroy us all and leave it like that. But God, in his great mercy, though no one would deserve it, decided to eternally save but a few from before the world began, which was his perfect and just right to do for his own purposes. These elect ones that God has saved for eternal life by his hand alone are all those who now keep the commands of Christ and his testimony through the Holy Spirit, and they did and do not love their own lives, even to death on the cross with Jesus, which is why Christ could reveal his command to them, to depart out from all their dear churches and congregations before Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, and they would do it, as they did. To obey such a command seems to go against common sense and is foolishness to all the counterfeit Christians, but to those who are truly saved in Jesus Christ, it is the very power and word of God and must therefore be obeyed. Yes, the end has come. But now that Judgment Day has begun, the eternal hope that all those who are still in the Christian churches and congregations once had no longer exists for them, even if they are in a church that still holds most things true to the Word of God, which we can assure you would be very few of them, if any. They are still under the wrath of God and no longer have the Holy Spirit in their church by which people can be truly eternally saved. But they do have the counterfeit spirits of Satan and his demons that can even do signs and wonders, miracles, to mimic the Holy Spirit, and they can even bring about counterfeit salvations and revivals, like are now being seen, to deceive the true elect, if that were possible. People, without the true Holy Spirit in your churches and congregations to be saved, and with the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan, with all his demons ruling in all your churches and congregations worldwide, and looking so close to the truth that even God's elect would be deceived, if that were possible, you must realize that the church age is over. In fact, it ended on May 21, 1988. So, depart out from your churches and congregations without delay, if perhaps you might have been eternally saved before Judgment Day began, but God had not yet revealed to you that you must depart out until now. As long as you remain in any church or congregation, God will continue feeding you a strong delusion that you will believe the lie that Jesus Christ is still in your church and saving people when he is not. There is no longer any possibility for true revivals of salvation. Yes, the end has come. Indeed, don't be deceived. Jesus had warned his disciples in advance about what we are now living through when he said, "Then," that is during the time that we are now in, "if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is the Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ," that is counterfeit gospels, "and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Yes, he said, Lo, here is the Christ, or there, believe it not, Christ said. That is, the true Christ is no longer anywhere to be found. So don't believe he is in any church either, including your own. He is nowhere to be found in the world anymore. Indeed, some of these counterfeit Christs, which are now some of the very counterfeit gospels in the churches and congregations worldwide, can come through false prophets that do lying signs and wonders or miracles, like counterfeit salvations or touching people on their foreheads to make them fall backwards, which can be shown to have been the fulfillment of Revelation 13:13, that says Satan would call down fire from heaven in the presence of men during the great tribulation, or throwing the Holy Spirit at people to knock them down, or making people do what's called holy laughter, or these false prophets even do supposed miraculous healings, or they get supposed direct messages from God apart from the Bible, as it was in the old days before the end of the first century. in supposed miraculous voices, dreams, visions, new writings, new prophecy, so-called words of knowledge, tongues, and the like. Or these false prophets, pastors or teachers, come through the Christian churches and congregations that are all now ruled over by the counterfeit Christs of the Antichrist Satan as judgment against them, and they teach a false gospel of salvation by grace and good works, such as the false Catholic gospel, which is so far from the truth it made God vomit them out long ago. Or they rightfully teach that the gospel is by grace alone, but then they misunderstand that grace, what grace is, and so you must do something to be saved, like be water baptized, speak in tongues, believe in or accept Christ, or whatever else, which is just another false gospel of salvation by grace and good works, and they don't even know it. Or they teach the false wealth and prosperity gospel, or the false black liberation gospel, or the Marxist gospel, or they teach a false name it and claim it gospel, or the false positive thinking gospel with little or no mention of hell or negative things, or the popular make me feel good gospels that bring in the crowds with pastors and teachers who preach only what the people want to hear, or the false women pastors and teachers gospels, or the false Christ has died for everyone gospels, or the false you can lose your salvation gospels, or what is called theologically Arminianism, which also misunderstand what grace is, or the false postmillennial garbage popular in reform circles, or the popular but false dispensational premillennial garbage with its supposed coming of salvation of the nation of Israel, that Christ had cursed forever to bear no fruit of faith in Christ, with their false notion of a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ on this sin-cursed earth from Jerusalem garbage. Or the false political gospels. Or the false Christ has died for everyone and now it's up to you to believe and accept Christ to be saved gospels. Or the false social gospels. Or the false signs and wonders gospels, or the false altar call or come forward to be saved gospels, or the false placing of your church confessions above the Word of God gospels, or the false Saturday Sabbath gospels, or the false Pentecostal or charismatic gospels, or all the false infant baptism garbage, including that of the Reformed churches, or the false modern-day apostles' gospels, or the false holy rollers' gospels, or the false holiness gospels, or the non-eldership form of church government garbage, such as that of the Southern Baptists and others, or the false women allowed to be elders and rule in the church garbage, or the false legitimate reason or reasons for divorce garbage that exists in virtually all the churches and denominations, from Reformed to Charismatic, all of them, which has all been helping to destroy the family. Or the false legitimate reasons for divorce and remarriage garbage that is not really even in God's Word. Or the false letting of pastors and others be elders even when they have remarried and their original spouse is still living garbage. Or the false homosexuals allowed membership garbage. And the list goes on with all sorts of false teachings, false gospels, and evil practices in the so-called Christian churches of today. People, all this evil in the so-called Christian churches and congregations worldwide is all clear evidence that the abomination of desolation, the counterfeit Christ of the Antichrist, Satan, is now ruling over the house of God, which makes it no longer the house of God, but the synagogue of Satan. Therefore, you must obey Christ to come out of your church now, if perhaps you might escape the strong delusion that God has been feeding all the churches and congregations ever since judgment first came upon them on May 21, 1988. Indeed, they all became Babylon the Great because Satan, who is the ruler of Babylon, that is this world, was given rule over them to judge them for all their sins. And remember, even if a church were to still teach the true gospel and obey Christ perfectly, the Holy Spirit is no longer there to save anyone as judgment against them. For judgment had to begin with the house of God. And if it first began at them, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? 1 Peter 4:17 through 18. Yes, the end has come. But even with all this, many will say, your biblical timeline of history was proven incorrect when nothing outward and physical took place on May 21, 2011. Didn't you originally say before May 21, 2011, that there would be a huge earthquake and the rapture on May 21, 2011 to begin the end of the world? And then the actual end would come 5 months later on October 21, 2011? Yes, Mr. Camping did say that. Yet even though there was no earthquake, rapture, or any other outward and physical sign, for that matter, that did not disprove the perfect accuracy of the biblical timeline of history, for that timeline is as solid and sure as the rock himself, Jesus Christ. No one has ever truly disproved it by the Holy Scriptures from which it comes by simply adding up the numbers, although many have tried for many decades now. No, rather, the date May 21, 2011 is still completely accurate, only it was not given to us before May 21, 2011 to foresee the completely spiritual nature of God's judgment, just as when God brought judgment against Adam and Eve. They could not foresee that when God said to them, on the day you eat of the forbidden fruit, you will surely die, that this meant, if they ate of the fruit, that they would first spiritually die, and then their physical death would come later. For when they ate of the forbidden fruit, they did not yet physically die, but they spiritually died in their relationship to God. And that was the guarantee for their physical death to come later. So, when their judgment actually came, the spiritual judgment came first, and the physical judgment came later. But there was no way that Adam and Eve knew that things would happen that way until their actual day of judgment came when they ate of the forbidden fruit and found themselves still spiritually alive, and physically alive, that is, instead of dead. Likewise, from the biblical timeline of history, we absolutely knew that Judgment Day would begin on May 21, 2011, because the Holy Spirit had taught us through the Holy Scriptures, and He gave us so much evidence and proof. But nevertheless, at that time, we did not foresee that this first meant spiritual death to the whole world, and then their physical death would come later. Thus, the biblical timeline of history was not disproven on May 21, 2011 in any way, but simply our understanding back then that Judgment Day would begin by the outward and physical signs like earthquakes, physical death, and the physical rapture. Yes, those alone were disproven. But that Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, according to the well-proven biblical timeline, that had never been disproven even to this day. Rather,
Judgment did begin on May 21, 2011, but the nature of its beginning was completely spiritual, bringing spiritual death to the whole world of billions, including all those in the churches and congregations worldwide, in that they no longer had any possibility for eternal salvation or eternal life. And so they are all now guaranteed to pay for their sins by being cast into the lake of fire, along with all the unsaved who have already passed on and will then be resurrected on the relatively soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in. Furthermore, ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, God's spiritual hand of restraint has been being lifted from the hearts of human beings so that their natural wickedness is more clearly being seen. And also, according to the book of Revelation chapter 9, spiritual and invisible locusts were sent into the world to spiritually devour the whole world, as can at least partially now be seen, for example, as wicked globalist governments around the world are seeking to take away the God-given rights of their own citizens through unconstitutional mandates and lawlessness, as they force them to take steps toward their Marxist one-world government that has been planned by Satan and his demons through the World Economic Forum for decades, with wicked billionaires like Klaus Schwab, its founder Bill Gates, and Soros, and in which they say, "You will be happy and own nothing." Don't these power-hungry, demon-led people remember that what God did to humankind in the past, when they attempted a one-world government at the Tower of Babel? God brought judgment against them by dividing their languages so that they could not even understand one another. Genesis 11, 1 through 9. But this time, God will throw them all into the lake of fire forever. What fools they are. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." These satanic millionaire and billionaire globalist psychopaths that want to rule the world with Satan, that the Obama-Biden administration serves, and that the mainstream media is like CBS, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more, like it was in Nazi Germany, all serve for the brainwashing of the public by propaganda and fake news, cover-ups and lies, and whom big tech also serves by censoring and doing the same on their internet social media platforms and donating huge sums of money for their evil causes, are all responsible, along with the Democratic Republican Communist Uniparty, the CDC, FBI, CIA, NIH, World Health Organization, that is the WHO, World Economic Forum, Big Pharma, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill Gates Foundation, BlackRock, Vanguard, and more. They are all responsible for following Satan and his demons to murder and injure millions upon millions of people worldwide as they brainwash, cover up, and lie to the public about almost everything to do with everything important, and the bioweapon COVID-19 and its bioweapons so-called vaccines to control and gradually destabilize society by manufactured pandemics, food, war, and economic crises, so that the people can be more easily manipulated and controlled in the coming so-called communist Great Reset that is supposed to usher in the globalists and Satan's pre-planned one-world government to make themselves richer and all-powerful, but their citizens poorer with fewer or no rights. In essence, their leader is Satan himself, who has wanted to be like God in power from the beginning, which is the real reason why they also want to rule over you. They lust for such power. And God Himself is allowing all this evil to take place as judgment against the whole world for their sins. Because Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, to begin the Battle of Armageddon, now taking place, which is spiritual, not physical, until the relatively soon last day of Judgment Day that we are now in comes, when Satan and his demons and all the billions of unsaved people in the world are cast into the lake of fire forever for their sins. Yes, the end has come. These Satan-following, power-hungry government globalists are the ones who used your own tax dollars to fund the creation of the COVID virus bioweapon that they purposely released to murder and injure millions of their own citizens. These wicked globalists even used your tax dollars once again to create a so-called COVID vaccine shot that is really just another bioweapon that has already murdered and injured millions and can do so and could do so for many years to come. If I were you, I would never take another so-called vaccine ever again from Big Pharma. Your own wicked governments had voted to give Big Pharma, who manufactures these bioweapons, immunity from being sued for all these murders and injuries inflicted on the populace, because most of them were and are being bribed by money from Big Pharma and others. How can you any longer trust the very satanic pharmaceutical companies that manufacture your everyday drugs? What are they putting in your drugs? How could you know what they put in your drugs? Researchers have already found cobra venom, crate snake venom, sea snail venom, parasites, graphene, HIV, and Ebola substances, and other toxic substances in these so-called COVID vaccines. And this is no conspiracy theory, as mainstream news keeps saying to you. You should know by now that if mainstream media says something is a conspiracy, it is exactly the opposite, the truth. Stop listening to them and turn to alternative medias sworn to tell the truth. Turn off your TV. Do your own research. And listen to this. When people think they have been made sick by the bioweapon so-called COVID virus or shot, they could just have the flu, a cold, or something else. And then they have gone to the hospital. They are tested for COVID by a test that they know gives up to 97% false positives. Nevertheless, for each COVID positive patient that these faulty tests reveal, the hospitals get more money from the government. How many people have tested positive when they were not? And the doctors have not been allowed to treat with things that work, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, large doses of vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, and more. But they are mandated to follow the wicked protocol of the NIH and its wicked communist leader, Fauci, to put patients on the kidney and organ-destroying drug remdesivir that he makes money from, and to sedate patients to put them on ventilators, which all causes organ failure and death within a few days. The hospitals then collect a minimum of $100,000 from the disgusting globalist, democratic, republican, communist, uniparty, liberal government for each death they say was caused by COVID. People, your hospitals have become killing fields for money, and this has been happening across the whole nation. Stay away from them especially if you have symptoms of COVID or any of the other so-called viruses they plan to unleash on you in the near future. Their next pandemic could be monkeypox, which they will likely use to try and cover up all the bad symptoms that people are having from the COVID bioweapon jab in a cover-up to try and save their own necks. Just keep your children and yourself from taking any more so-called vaccines, no matter what the mainstream media says, for they are liars and murderers. These globalist governments and their minions' goal is not only to destabilize society, but also to reduce the population by billions so that it does not outgrow the Earth's resources, so they say. In fact, these eugenists have written on their Georgia Guidestone altar of death in the state of Georgia that their goal is to reduce the world population to just 500 million people. You see, these sick psychopaths of Satan have made themselves God. But their wickedness is only a small fraction of all the evil that has been greatly accelerating in the whole world as God's patience with sinful humankind came to an end when Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. And He has given them over to their own sinful natures to expose their great sinfulness in such things as the stealing of the 2020 presidential election and other elections, taking away God-given rights. The Child Protective Services, or CPS as they're known, and government trafficking of children for money, sex, and for the pedophiles in the government and the elite to abuse, which has been happening for a long time now. The World Economic Forum, along with other rich globalists, bringing in more pandemics, death, jabs, food shortages, economic disasters, wars, and more, all to destabilize society for easier transition to their one-world communist government. The acceptance of homosexuality, bisexuality, the changing of children's genders, and all the rest of that sick, demonic stuff. Yes, the wickedness of humankind will be seen like never before to expose their sins. And then, after the exposing of their sins is complete, when the world is fully ripe for destruction, on the last day of Judgment Day that is relatively soon to come, they and all the other billions of unsaved people in the world, including all those still in the churches and congregations worldwide, will be cast into the lake of fire to pay for their sins. But God's true people will be raptured to heaven and given sinless and incorruptible bodies to live forever in glory in the new heaven and earth that God then creates from what is left of this earth and heaven after being burned up, where there is no longer any pain, nor sin, or death. Yes, the end has finally come. All the billions of everyone everywhere who were not eternally saved in the true Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began, which includes all the babies that were conceived and born after May 21, 2011, have no possibility for eternal life. In the eyes of God, they are all already as good as dead, for they are all now guaranteed without exception, including all the unsaved dead who will be resurrected on the last day to be cast into the lake of fire for their sins on the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. All those who have remained in the churches and congregations worldwide, who did not obey Christ's command to depart out from them before Judgment Day began, they are all to be cast into the lake of fire on the last day as well. unless perhaps, God only knows, they were eternally saved before Judgment Day began, but did not then come to know that they were to depart out from all the churches and congregations around the world. So they had departed out after Judgment Day began. Therefore, I would suggest that you now immediately depart out from your churches and congregations worldwide, and you go to the Lord's website at May, that's M-A-Y, -21-2011.com. That's May-21-2011.com for complete scriptural support to all that was said in this message. And be sure to watch the slideshow in the top header of the home page of the website. This message can also be heard 24/7 at OnePlus, area code 641-715-3800, access code 515-229. That's OnePlus, area code 641-715-3800, access code 515-229. Now, may all God's people obey the voice of the Lord to send out the previously mentioned Lord's website address and phone number with access code to everyone they know and to everyone everywhere. Our work is almost done, and our reward is great. Amen.